The following program will make you want to grow things and experience new and wonderful dreams about your plants, garden, and garden design. Listener participation is strongly advised. Good evening and welcome to Down the Garden Path with your hosts, Joanne Shaw and Matthew Dressing, right here on Reality Radio 101. To contact us by email, send us an email right now, in studio 101 at gmail.com. And now, right to your hosts of Down the Garden Path, Joanne Shaw and Matthew Dressing.
Thank you, Gary, and welcome to the show, everyone. Welcome, Matthew.
Hi, Joanne. Thank you.
I just want to welcome everyone to Down the Garden Path here each week, where we discuss down-to-earth tips and advice for your plants, gardens, and landscapes. And as a fellow gardener, and even more so as a landscape designer, and Matthew as a horticulturalist and a designer as well, we think it's important and possible to have a great garden that is low maintenance. And we do our best each week to bring you interesting, relevant, and helpful topics and guests that can help us with our yards and gardens. And I don't know about you, Matt, I'm often asked, where do you get your plants from? Or where do these plants come from, right? So I'm really looking forward to our guest today. Is Alex Ermida. I mean, you should have asked you how to say that properly, Alex, sorry. Who started just 4 short years ago his own nursery. Beach Nursery West is a wholesale nursery selling trees, shrubs, and perennials to the landscape industry and was established in 2013 by Alex and his brother-in-law, Rick Borges. Beach Nursery West is focused on customer service satisfaction, whether you are a large commercial developer, professional landscape contractor, I would say, and designer, Alex, or avid gardener. Beach Nursery West has a large fleet that can deliver all products as per your order. Beach Nursery West also proudly serves contractors, garden centers, municipalities, and golf courses. So this endeavor was partly with you and your brother-in-law. So brother-in-law Rick has well over 20 years experience in the nursery business, starting from the ground up at Sheridan Nurseries, from laborer to the head office. And Alex, with a business diploma and construction background, itching to be an entrepreneur, he discovered a need in the industry for delivering quality plant material direct to contractors during their busiest time of the season, which is now. And so his company, Plants for Less, was started. Seeing the demands increase together, they decided to partner to their own venture of a wholesale nursery, and Beach Nursery West was born. Welcome to the show, Alex.
Thank you for having me.
I hope that was a good intro. It summed up everything.
It was very good.
So one of the things in some of the information you sent me, you were describing the adventure that this all started, but it also started with an interesting story regarding the name Beach West Nursery.
Yeah, we were planning on being in the west end of the city, and unfortunately, after all the due diligence that we did, the landowner decided to back out of the agreement that we had and put me and Rick in a very tight spot.
Mm-hmm.
And after, you know, leaving our full-time jobs to start this venture, it was a very stressful time.
Mm-hmm.
But we ended up finding this property in Schaumburg, and it was great. It was a blessing in disguise, actually, because we were very successful and grew very quickly. And we probably would have grown out of the the size of the property that was located in the West End. That being said, that's where Beach Nursery West came from.
Oh, okay.
If you asked me what the west part of it was mm-hmm. because we were going to be in the west end of the city. And so now when people ask me, I just say we're west of Highway 400 on Highway 9. That's it.
But so it probably turned out better because you were a little bit more centralized?
I would say we were a little bit more centralized. And especially with all the development being north of the city now, it's actually turned out to be a really good thing, really good location.
Well, there's development everywhere, isn't there? That's great. And I think it's very cool how it was a former equestrian farm.
It was an equestrian farm. So you can probably imagine it took a lot of vision and creativity and hard work to try to convert it to a wholesale nursery.
Now, were you able to use some of the offices that were on site, or did you have to kind of just start from scratch?
That was one of the benefits of the property, where they did have a lot of buildings on the property because it was a large-scale equestrian farm. They did have a large home on the property. They had another section that was partitioned off for offices and stable hens. So it turned out very, very, very good.
Oh, that's great.
Because we were able to transition easily.
Yeah. I can't believe it was. Can you believe it was 4 short years ago?
I can't. It feels like yesterday.
So I'd love to hear about the next steps. Like, after you purchased the land and now you've got these offices and a bit of space, I mean, what was the next step? Like, how did you start?
Well, the hardest part was probably the irrigation, being the water being a lifeline of plants. So figuring out how we were supposed to get the irrigation and a sustainable water source was a little bit difficult. Luckily, there were 3 artesian wells drilled on the property. So they are said to be or known to be wells that do not run dry. So that helped us quite a bit. Our next plans for that would probably be to create some sort of holding pond, runoff, and in case of water shortages drought, as we did have this last summer, was a huge challenge for us.
Yeah, how did you end up doing last year? Did you get through it okay?
Yeah, we got through it okay, actually, surprisingly well. So that goes to show that if we did have another hot summer like we did, we should be fine. But I think we need to take extra precaution
and
set ourselves up in case that happens again, because it was very, very stressful.
Yeah, for sure. Because you're wondering, is that well going to hold up, right?
Yeah, that's right.
So that's cool. So irrigation. I never would have thought that is the first thing, but I see why. Absolutely.
It's like the lifeblood, he said, yeah. And Alex, is there anything you have to worry about, like runoff from the nursery? You mentioned water collection. Are there any regulations or anything you have to worry about with anything that you give your plants to run off back into the surrounding environment?
Not really, because the water that we're using is from the ground. It's groundwater. So, any runoff that's going to be collected, whatever regulations there would be, we would put that in place and have that looked after.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. So then how did you start? So then it was just a matter of next was sourcing plant material?
Next step would probably be making sure that we had all of our trucking and service things put into place, because that is probably what we decided to build our business was on service, customer service, and that was the one thing that we thought would set us apart from our competition, was just to be able to provide a better service.
Mm-hmm.
So we. Our next step was to purchase delivery trucks. And so we purchased 4 delivery trucks right off the bat, 2 being with booms, 1 tractor trailer, and a 24-foot straight truck.
Wow.
So we're able to pretty much accommodate any type of delivery from small to large.
Okay.
That's yeah. Impressive freedom.
Yeah. Yeah. Very impressive. Yeah. I mean, I think so many of the nurseries, you know, the growers are all been around for a long time, right? And been family run for years and decades. So to hear about, that's why I really wanted to share your story with our listeners, because I think someone's doing this and have grown as much as you've grown in the last 4 years. I think this is just amazing. So congratulations.
Yeah. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
So plant stock. So then it became a matter of finding out or growing plant stock, right? Because you can't start overnight. You've got to have an inventory, build an inventory slowly.
Yeah, I mean, for the first few years now, we're re-wholesaling.
Okay.
So we basically have to source all our plants from other growers. That being said, we typically try to keep everything within Ontario.
Oh, good.
Some of our more delicate things like Japanese maples, mm-hmm. and our beech trees and everything would more than likely come from the West Coast.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Where there's a longer growth period, so they're more readily available than here in Ontario.
And it sounds like you're growing mainly buying and sourcing from Ontario and the West Coast. Do you have any suppliers that have helped you out or, you know, built that initial stock from the United States? Is it all Canadian?
No, we actually do source quite a bit from the U.S. as well. We try not to with our dollar being the way it is.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, it's a very difficult pill to swallow when you're paying that kind of difference in currency. But it's part of the business. And the one thing is that I'm not in the only one in that boat.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because of the shortage of trees. Everybody's doing the same thing.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, that means that the price of trees has definitely gone up, and that being one of the reasons.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, and with a son in U.S. at a U.S. school, you don't have to tell me about the American dollar because tuition. Yeah,
the she first knows 2 years. Well.
Yeah, I knew too. Oh, well, we're off the hook. Like May, he's out, and we're done. So yes, I completely relate on a different note. But I know where my husband and I looking at the American currency. Our only bonus is that we can actually put it on the credit card and get the miles.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah, so that's our like one little saving grace with that.
But we also realize that, you know, this is we want to be a nursery, we want to be mm-hmm. a grower. So from day one, that was part of our plan, and it was to start growing our own stock. And we lined out a few thousand trees in the first year on our property, and over the last 3 years, we've lined up close to 10 to 15,000 trees on our property and another property that's not too far from the nursery right now.
Oh, okay. Wow. A lot of trees.
That's a lot of trees. That's really nice.
Yeah. So hopefully in three to four more years, we'll have very good inventory.
Mm-hmm.
So as you mentioned inventory, I mean, you were saying that you deliver to the avid gardeners, professional landscape contractors, designers, I'm sure. How do you go about choosing what to grow and what to bring in? How do you get that diversity? Because I know that some avid homeowners, they like that kind of odd out there tree or shrub or perennial, but sometimes...
I'm disagreeing. I'm like,
yeah,
no, they
she's
don't.
Shaking her head at me. No, no, not really. Okay, we've talked to different people.
Yeah.
But then you know, I mean, landscapers have their favorites too, right?
Yeah,
of course. Yeah, yeah. Well, sometimes it's definitely tough keeping an inventory for everybody because mm-hmm. everybody, like you said, has their favorites.
Yeah.
So we try to always have all the staples that have been like trends for the last while in the industry.
Mm-hmm.
We always try to keep that on hand. Things that are not so popular, we would probably ask, you know, for some time to source them.
Right.
But we definitely find them. I mean, that's our business. If we don't have it on hand, as long as you gave us a good amount of time, we could probably find anything that you're looking for.
Right. Right. And it's tricky to know the trends because I think some plants come in and out, right? And
they change all the time.
Yeah, they change all the time. That's challenging to know. I know even as a designer, right? It's tricky to know what to use and when it's going to be available. Little Quick Fire, for instance, was, you know,
yeah.
I got a little bit of it, tested it in my garden to make sure I was happy with it. But I try to do that before I put it design with it. You know, I want to make sure that check the performance of plants. And I know then I wasn't really aware that a lot of the growers it wasn't ready yet last year, right?
That's right.
Yeah. So it takes a bit of time, especially when there's a new introduction. There is a bit of a time to wait.
Yeah.
So that's a good lesson.
And everybody has their favorite. Everybody's mm-hmm. different.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So it's really tough.
Yeah, for sure. And just when there's something that's promoted heavily as being new, you know, we've all got to realize it takes a little while to get here. So that was a good learning curve for me. For sure. Mm-hmm. Are you looking to, you know, specialize in a particular area?
Well, I guess being called beach nursery, you would think beach trees would be our specialty. But we actually do carry, from what I've been told, probably the most beach of most wholesale nurseries. We're bringing in about 1,000 purples. Of the purple varieties, about 1,000 of the gold and green.
Okay.
And we also will have large numbers of tricolor and hedging beaches as well. So, I mean, I guess I could say, you know, beach trees being our name.
Yes.
Being what we specialize in.
Yeah, no, that's a good thing to specialize in. I think they're great trees. They're my favorite. I know I posted a picture of the tricolor today on Instagram. One of my favorites as well. So that makes sense. And I think trees are what's really in demand right now because of the tree shortage.
Mm. Pardon?
So trees are really in demand now with the tree shortage in North America.
Oh my goodness, are they ever. It's been a real challenge. They're almost impossible to get here in Ontario. Everybody's sold out. In the U.S. as well, it's really, really tough. Anything that's over a 50 mil caliper is very, very hard to get.
Really? Wow. But how's the inventory of the 40 to 50 mil?
Yeah, a 40 to 50 mil is still available.
Mm-hmm.
For the most part, depends on the variety you're looking for.
Right.
I mean, one of the hardest varieties to find right now would probably be ginkgos.
That's interesting.
They're just not around. They're a very slow-growing tree.
They are, yeah. That's very true.
And would you be holding back, like, a percentage? Is that how it works, how we get 60 and 70 mil trees? Like, you kind of have to hold back inventory?
It's tough. It's tough to do that, right?
Yeah.
Of the demand, right?
Yeah.
The demand, obviously, will get a higher dollar amount, so a lot of guys just don't want to hold on to it. They'll just sell it.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, the only thing that we've been trying to do is try to work with the architects and the designers a little bit more. I think that's lacking in our industry,
mm-hmm.
Just because they are all speccing the same things for every project,
mm-hmm.
that being commercial and even residential.
Yeah.
I'm seeing that, you know, it's always the same.
Yes.
Always the same varieties. And
yeah.
The autumn blaze and the ginkgos. And, you know, they need to diversify a little bit.
We do. Absolutely. Thank you for saying that, because I'm guilty of that, too. Because unless you're doing two different, you know, next door neighbors, right? It doesn't matter that I'm using everybody has their favorite palette of plants. But, yeah, I think it's important to diversify and for me to learn what grows well from the grower, you know, that there might be something out there. You know, I'm tired of using service berry and, you know, like I want something else for the shade, right?
Yeah. And that's one thing that I've realized, that, you know, there's not enough communication with the grower.
Mm-hmm.
And I think if there was, it would help. It would help with inventory as well, because that grower would have a better idea of what to plant.
Mm-hmm.
And vice versa.
Yeah.
For the designer and the architect, what to spec.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I agree. I think that would be a really good thing. to, I mean, I'm just purely pretty much just residential. I don't say just, but residential. But I know when I'm looking at other drawings and other properties, you're right. It's a lot of the same stuff. So it'd be good to learn more. You almost have to do like your top every week or something. Because I know you're great on social media, which is where we initially connected.
Yes,
you know, almost need to have like your top five, you know, picks for this week or top five shrub picks for that week, you know, thinking out of the, getting us to think outside our box.
I'll definitely keep it in mind. I'll definitely keep that in mind.
Yeah, because I'd love that. I really would. Because, you know, I'm same thing. I'm just tired of saying the same thing or drawing the same thing, you know.
Yeah.
It'd be nice to have a bit more variety and to know some good other good plants that grow well.
Yeah, yeah. And you might actually that way spur that conversation on between, you know, the growers and the designers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
So we're talking about inventories and just all the tree shortage and stuff. How is your inventory coming at the gardener, the nursery? I'm looking for the wrong word there.
You know what? Our inventory is actually doing great. There's actually a few varieties that will probably be ready this fall at a 50 mil caliper. I would say we'd have a lot more inventory as of spring 2018, but everything is really coming along nicely, and it's really, really great. I'm very happy, very pleased.
Excellent, thanks. Excellent. And I know you said that your property, you grew quite a bit. Are you managing okay on the 18 acres, or are you looking for buying more property?
We're definitely looking at buying more property. I mean, we're pretty much actually maxed out at our property right now. The good thing with the trees is that, you know, everything's a cycle. So we did 1,500 trees, I think, the first year. So once those are ready, that piece of land becomes available again for replanting.
Oh, right. Yes.
But that being said, at the pace that we're growing, we're always looking to purchase more property. We do have another 35 acres down the street.
Okay.
Like I was mentioning before.
Yeah.
That we have, that we planted out. But we're always keeping our eye open.
Yeah. And I would think you want something logistically, you want something nearby.
That's right.
Yeah.
And that area there is growing so quickly, and land just gets snatched up really quick.
Yeah. You're fighting the developers, right?
By developers, yeah.
Yeah.
And it's also pushed the price up really high.
Wow. Yeah, that's not a good thing.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I mean, there's so much to learn, Alex. So thank you very much for being here with us. We're just going to pause for a commercial break, and we'll be right back with Alex from Beach West Nursery, Beach Nursery West, and you're listening to Reality Radio 101.
Do you have an electrical problem or an electrical service that needs attention, but you just do not know who to call? Relax, we have the answer just for you. Fusion Electrical Services is a professional, licensed, and accredited electrical company that provides excellent sales, service, and advice to you, their cherished customer. At Fusion Electrical Services, we provide all electrical services that deal with residential, industrial, and commercial concerns, from a simple home outlet to hot tubs and pools, ceiling fans, control systems, panel changes, bathroom and kitchen wiring services, and a whole lot more. If you do not know who to call for your electrical concern, please call Dave Wilson at 905-999-5471. That's 905-999-5471. Call Dave today and have your electrical concerns be gone tomorrow.
Looking for a quick, easy to apply, and all natural fertilizer to use in your vegetable and flower gardens or for your fruit trees? Why not work with Mother Nature? Layer hand manure is a terrific fertilizer, and this is what Actisol does by transforming the manure from their egg farms into an efficient fertilizer. The manure is dried using a technology that harnesses the heat given off by the hands. No other heat source is needed. Actisol is easy to use, safe for the environment, children, and pets. You can purchase Actisol products at your local garden center or order in bulk. For more information, visit www.acti-sol.ca. Actisol, the mother hen fertilizer.
The following program will make you want to grow things and experience new and wonderful dreams about your plants, garden, and garden design. Listener participation is strongly advised. Welcome back to Down the Garden Path with your host, Joanne Shaw, and Matthew Dressing, right here on Reality Radio 101. To contact us live right now in the studio, send us an email, instudio101@gmail.com. And now, right back to your host, Joanne Shaw and Matthew Dressing.
Thank you, and welcome back, everyone, to Down the Garden Path. We are back with Alex Aramita with the Beach West Nursery, and thank you for sticking with us, Alex.
You said it again.
Did I? Did I say it wrong again?
You did.
Okay. I'm sorry. How many people? Am I the only one that does that, Alex? Beach Nursery.
You're not the only one who's doing
okay,
that.
Okay, good. Honest to goodness. I'm like trying to read it off my sheet, but I wrote on the sheet wrong. So, Beach Nursery West. I'm so sorry, Alex.
He's just politely grinning and grinning at all the girls. Yeah.
Great promotion when I call the business the wrong name. Excellent. Go ahead, Matt.
Alex, I was wondering, beaches obviously being named after the garden nursery, named after the beach, but what's your favorite tree? Is it a beech?
To be honest with you, it is a beech.
Oh, and which one is that one?
I just like the purple daywick.
Okay.
So that was the other question I was asking Joanne on the break. So how did you just pronounce it? Because we love that tree too.
Yes.
The purple or the green. Or yellow leaf, sorry.
I pronounce it Dewick. I'm not
Dewick.
Sure. There's too many people pronounce it differently.
For sure. And that's how you pronounced it just now.
Well, I was saying the Dewick.
Oh, that's what you call it. And I say Dewick. Dewick.
Dewick. Yeah.
Dewick.
Dewick is what I hear all the time.
Yes. Dewick. Yes.
Oh, so dumb.
And for our listeners, it's a very nice, obviously, it comes purple or yellow, green leaf that turns yellow in the fall, but it's a very columnar, very narrow tree.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. So, see, I had used that one quite a bit. So we were talking about how you should tell us more other trees to choose from. So why don't we take that opportunity right now? Why don't you give us your top five that Matt's going to write them down outside the box, so not our typical ones. What would you, can you do that off the top of your head? I'm putting you on the spot.
I would say Katsura tree. I like
Ooh.
The Katsura.
Okay.
These are my preferences.
Excellent.
Again, aside from the beech, I really like using Chanticleer pear.
Yeah.
I think they're very commonly used, and they're super hardy. Royal red maples, although they are a Norway.
Okay.
People don't like using them.
Yeah.
Because they're not native, but they're a really beautiful tree. And I would say tulip trees.
Oh, okay.
Great choice.
I really like using tulip trees. I think they're a beautiful tree. I think they do well in most places in the GTA.
Mm-hmm.
And they're underutilized.
And now, am I remembering incorrectly, but are they not a North American / Canadian native tree as well?
They are.
That's funny.
And I they're starting to be used a lot more in the municipalities.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And I think it's a very smart decision.
One of the trees we get, I work at a garden center as well, Alex, and one of the trees we get asked for is Arnold Sentinel tulip tree.
Sorry, I didn't hear you very well.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, I can move in closer. just working in a garden center, tulip trees, the variety Arnold Sentinel is one that we get interested in often as well when looking at the tulip trees. Yeah.
Yeah, and Emerald City is another one.
Okay.
That is pretty popular as well.
And I do have really good pets because when I go to a client's sites, I do have a lot of tree varieties that I show them in a book. Like I kind of show them, walk them through things. And I do have several really good pictures of tulip trees, but I never, for some reason, put them in.
End up picking it.
Yeah, I never did that. So
another good thing about the tulip tree is that you can get it columnar as well.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm. Right. So you can use it as a. In a tight application or where there's a lot of room.
Yeah. Now, would you say it's a better option to a pyramidal hornbeam?
It's a different look, right? So it all depends on what the person's preference is as far as look-wise. I mean, the pyramidal hornbeam is a lot tighter of a look. So, that's all personal preference.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I guess you've had a crash course on learning all of this, right? Because you didn't necessarily take a horticultural background.
No, I didn't. That was my biggest challenge was learning, especially with the Latin terms and Latin names. But, I had a lot of help with Rick.
Yes.
And, when you have a passion for something and you want to make something work, you try really hard.
Yeah.
And that was something that I tried really, really hard in learning. I read a lot of books, and again, mostly with help from Rick, I can hold my own a little bit. I'm not a horticulturalist or anything. But,
yes,
I can definitely hold my own and help out people however I can.
Yeah,
and you say books, so just for our avid tree lovers out there, was there a book or a series of books or anything that you came across that really stood out to you that really helped you in some way, or you just found really fascinating?
Honestly, you want to know the truth, it was mostly from garden guides.
Mm. Oh, okay. Very mostly interesting, yeah.
Garden guides from a Sheridan Nurseries or some of the other bigger guys out there, like the Conins and stuff. I took to their garden guides because it was just full of information. And they're basically like encyclopedias.
Yeah, absolutely. And because they've got pictures, right? I mean, it's perfect, right?
Yeah, they had the pictures there for what it looks like and their growth patterns
yes.
and all that.
So, yeah. No, I could definitely see that for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, those are always great resources. I love getting my hands on a good guide.
Yeah.
Catalog.
Yeah, I think well, it's still in my bag. I think I have, it's been over 10 years since I worked at Sheridan Nursery. So I think I have like a nine-year-old garden guide
garden
in
guide.
My bag that I pull out to people and say, because I know where everything is on the pages, right? The newer ones, I can't find anything.
Yeah.
So that's a great, I just think it must be just seeing it build from scratch, the inventory and the plants I think that you've really grown from your small business of plants for less, right?
Absolutely. It's a completely different business almost. Like where I was just I was just a broker with plants for less, where now, there's different avenues of the business with growing and the sales and just running a business in general.
Yeah.
At that size compared to the size we are now. There's definitely a learning curve there.
Yeah, for sure. Now, from your Instagram feed, it looks like you're doing a lot of prep for this season.
Mm-hmm.
Is there more construction? I saw lots of concrete being poured.
Yes.
Yes. Tell us about what's going on.
We try to pick a project every year, a big project every year to make our customers' experience better.
Okay.
To make our business better. So, the concrete was our project this year, and we basically poured concrete right around the entire nursery. The entire loading area and staging area is now concrete, so when customers come to pick up their orders, it's very clean, and they're not complaining about getting their boots muddy. And, it's just aesthetically, it's way better.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not covered in mud. No, that's cool. That's a good idea. And so, and again, you're just a commercial. You're not having like homeowners come to the to your location. Oh yeah, we have. So sorry, somebody's just written in. Andy stole my question, Andy, or I stole yours. He's asking if Beach Nursery West sells anything to individuals that are not a company or reseller.
We typically don't.
Okay.
We're geared towards the landscape contractor mm-hmm. only. We're wholesale only.
Okay.
Now, whichever contractor you're working with, they are more than welcome to bring you along with them to the nursery for plant selection.
Okay.
We have no problems with that, you know, the homeowner coming and choosing their own plants. I mm-hmm. mean, that's, I think that's only fair. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, we don't mind that at all. But we do have an avenue for homeowners looking for plants, and that's through a garden center.
Okay.
That we opened up a few years back as well. They're a sister company of ours. It's called Beach Nursery.
Oh, okay.
we call it the Beach.
All right.
And it's only because it's located in the beaches. It's at 4 Carlaw Avenue, and it's strictly retail.
All right.
So anybody, any designers or anybody downtown Toronto that is looking for a really cool place to buy plants, definitely check them out. They're wonderful down there. Susan is the manager. She would love to see you guys there.
Okay. Well, that is good to know. I do more in that area than I do up north, but I know, and Eddie is one of the contractors that I use, who's one of your frequent customers. I'm already doing plant lists and quote and estimations for him and things like that. Because I know the season has begun, right?
Fast and furious.
Yeah. Do you provide a catalog yet to contractors, or available anything online for just our basic? Because I know that helps you, right? So that you don't have to quote everything that comes in.
Yeah, that definitely helps having a catalog. So we actually just posted it on our website, which is beachnurserywest.com.
Okay.
You can find a wholesale catalog on there with a password.
Okay.
You would have to email.
Yeah, you're not going to give you that. We're not going to give the password here. But yeah, I'll get that from you. That's great.
You know, if you email me through my website, mm-hmm. A password will be given to you right away.
Okay.
And you can find our prices there. And yeah, we have a paper copy as well for those who want a paper copy. That will be ready at the end of this week.
Oh, okay. Perfect.
Very nice.
Yeah, it is handy to have.
Very.
You know.
It is. It doesn't have everything in it,
mm-hmm, right?
But it's definitely a start. And if there's anything that is not in there, you just have to call, and we'll make sure we can get it for you.
Yeah, for sure. And it doesn't change. Like, the prices go up a little bit every year, but it's, you know, the average price stays about the same, right?
Yeah. So I would say for the shrubs and perennials, I would say it doesn't really move too much.
Okay.
This year we did see a bigger increase than normal for the trees.
The trees
only because of the shortage.
Yeah, yeah. And talking about the shortage, I don't know if our listeners are aware of, I think it was a combined thing, right? Being hit with most of Ontario, for sure, but even, I don't know about the ash borer, mm-hmm. right? So they're having the demand, increased demand for trees because our trees are being decimated. And the 2008... financial crisis, and what's that word? Financial crisis, where a lot of nurseries in the U.S., the growers in the U.S. actually just had to walk away, so they stopped growing. So it's really created this, you know, increased beyond normal increase for demand on trees.
I call it the perfect storm. It was the perfect storm. The crisis in the U.S. Where nurseries could not plant anything because they tried to stay afloat.
Mm-hmm.
Created a big hole 5-6 years down the road, which is now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And with their dollar being so strong, they'd come into Canada to buy their product. And you can't blame our growers here for selling to the U.S. with the way the dollar is.
Yeah.
So that being said, they've also wiped out our inventory.
Really? That? No, I didn't even think of that.
Not to mention the huge demand here with all these municipalities trying to, like you said, replant with from the emerald ash borer and the ice storm that we had.
Oh, yeah, the ice storm. Mm. Those were two, like, talk about a perfect storm there. Yeah.
Exactly. That's yeah.
That's where I lost my three ash trees on my property. was that December. So, yes, the timing of everything. And I don't think I realized that. It makes sense that they would come to us with their dollar and take our trees. But I didn't realize that, really. Like, it didn't just click. Yeah. Wow. Now, are they still coming and sourcing trees, or are they kind of getting caught up on there? Or?
No, I mean, this is unfortunately, it's not going to be a problem that's going to be solved right now. It's going to probably be like this for the next few years because they just didn't plant anything. So they have this huge hole, which is going to last a couple of years. They're going to be continuously buying trees from us.
Wow.
And wiping out our inventory. So it's going to be a challenge for the next few years for sure.
Tough. Yeah. Wow. Well, that's great. Well, that's great timing for you to kind of decide to do this because the demand for sure.
That's kind of why I laughed when you said perfect storm. I was like, what an opportunity.
What
right?
an opportunity for sure. Wow. Well, let's talk some more about it in just a few minutes. We're going to take another commercial break here on Reality Radio 101. We'll be right back. Cause that's what I want. Take a good look, won't you please? Cause that's what I want.
When you go outside and look at your driveway, what do you see? Do you notice cracks, stains, oil damage, and dullness? Is your driveway not becoming to your home? Well, if so, you should be coming to Caverly's Driveway Sealing. At Caverly's Driveway Sealing, we use the absolute best sealing technology and materials available. We can repair those unsightly holes, cracks, and oil stains. And we can also rebuild the driveway surface at the garage door. Our rates are extremely reasonable, and our workmanship is A1. We also offer free estimates. So what are you waiting for? Give your driveway the facelift that it needs right now. Call Caverly Driveway Sealing at 905-259-5425. That's 905-259-5425. Call us today and be very proud of your driveway tomorrow.
Hey, it's George Andrew here. I am a full-time freelance and independent disc jockey and have been operating for many years in the GTA and surrounding areas, playing the whole spectrum of the DJ world at many and every type of function and occasion. I have also owned and operated my own DJ service and company, Go Ahead Disc Jockeys, at your service. My range of bookings includes banquet halls, nightclubs, bars, weddings, radio, fashion shows, cruise boats, schools, sports stadiums, product launches, corporate events, and the spectrum of engagements goes on and on and on. Equipment-wise, I use Denon DJ technology, Electro Voice speakers, Yamaha and Crown amplification, and Shure microphones. I'm also fully insured with State Farm. More of my biography is available on the website. And if you require any further details, have any questions, or require further information, please contact me at your convenience. And stay dancing.
Shine bright like a diamond. Find light in the beautiful sea. I chose to be happy. You and I, you and I.
Welcome back to Down the Garden Path with your hosts, Joanne Shaw and Matthew Dressing, right here on Reality Radio 101. And now, right back to Joanne and Matthew.
Thank you, everyone, and welcome back to Down the Garden Path. We are still here with Alex from Beach Nursery West in Schaumburg, Ontario, and telling us all about his success story of starting a nursery just 4 short years ago. So welcome back to the show, Alex.
Thank you.
So as far as trees, so we ended off talking about the trees being purchased from the U.S.
Mm-hmm. And so we were wondering, is there any specific trees that they're buying? What is the U.S.? Buying, is it everything? Is it specific varieties or sizes?
You name it, Matt.
Yeah, they're pretty much eating it all.
They are buying everything in sight.
Yeah, That makes sense.
Yeah.
Another question I had for you, too, was do you have any demand or requests for native Canadian or Ontario trees?
Absolutely. What? That is that is probably the biggest seller, and mm-hmm. that is what I have been planting.
Okay.
Most probably 90% of the stock that I've been planting out and lining out is native.
Nice.
Just because a lot of we deal with mostly contractors who have large commercial projects, and mm-hmm. basically all the architects are specking
native
yeah. only.
Yeah. Well, and who better to deal with our conditions around here?
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, and that yeah, you're better off growing. You know that they're capable of growing in our growing conditions, so that's going to help you too, right? They're going to be better growers.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Shrubs as well? Is there a demand for native shrubs?
Yeah.
Yes. There's a huge demand for native shrubs. And that's another thing that we've noticed. People even using it for residential applications as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
A lot of people want the native shrubs because they're just that much more hardy and a little less maintenance.
Mm-hmm.
And what about perennials? Any for the herbaceous stuff? More shrubs and trees, I find.
Yes, I agree. I mean, the native with perennials, a lot of people want more of the flowering.
Yeah,
type of perennials and
more showy.
They're really pretty and hybrids and stuff mm-hmm. like that. So I don't find it too popular with the perennials, but
yeah,
as far as the shrubs and trees, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, unfortunately, our natives aren't super showy, and the ones that are showy for such a short period of time, right?
Yeah.
So it's a little trickier, but definitely with, yeah, so I would love some top tips on recommended native shrubs too on Instagram, Alex. Ooh, so there's another to-do, as if you don't have enough to-do, right?
We'll do. Actually, we're really wrapping up our Facebook page.
Okay.
So and our website as well.
Excellent.
I plan on our website to put a blog, and I'll definitely include some of those for sure.
Okay, that's great. Yes, it's challenging. I have a blog on mine. That's a challenging thing. I kudos to you for trying it. It's
finding time is not easy.
Yes, it's not easy. I mean, the good thing about it is, you know, you can repurpose. We don't tell people that, but we repurpose information, right? Because it's not, the plants are the same this year as they were 2 years ago, right? So so the information is good. So so yeah, I definitely, let me know if you need help with ideas. I definitely have lots of those. So
okay, awesome. Thank you.
So that's good. That's an opportunity for you to tell our listeners. Now, you are, like we said, mostly for contractors, but tell us about where they can find you or more information.
Well, we are located in Schaumburg on Highway 9, 5518.
Okay.
Just east of Highway 27. For those of you who want to go to our garden center, we're located in Toronto, 4 Carla Avenue. And be sure to check them out. They're going to be having a lot of stuff soon.
Oh, good.
What are they coming up? And yep. There's a lot of nice stuff there.
Okay. And you deliver everywhere?
And we deliver everywhere.
Okay.
We deliver to Newfoundland and Nova
Scotia. Oh, okay. Yeah, I was going to ask that too.
Oh, wow. Really? So you're shipping stuff? Because, yeah, we do have listeners from everywhere, so that's great.
Yeah, we've supplied a lot of projects in Newfoundland and Nova Scotia and Halifax. We provide all the plant material for the new Halifax airport. Well, the new section that they're building there.
Okay.
So yeah, we basically can deliver anywhere in Canada for sure.
Wow, that's great.
That's very cool. So if those who are looking to get plant material to your contractors,
yeah, definitely,
you know where to get it.
Yeah, I mean that's good to know. And so, and you have your website, which is
beechnurserywest.com.
Excellent. And you're on Facebook.
Facebook, yep, Beech Nursery West. And Instagram at Beech Nursery West as well.
Yeah, I think Instagram's great because it's so visual.
Mm. Yeah, I love Instagram, but definitely check out our website and our Facebook page. There's going to be a lot coming very soon.
Okay, perfect. And I'm really looking forward to that catalog too. So that is going to be a big help.
No problem.
As well. So it's just, I think it's great. Congratulations. Do you guys feel, I guess next year's the big fifth anniversary, but how do you feel? Like, are you on target for how you thought things would go in the first little while?
For this year?
Or just overall with your endeavor?
Overall, it's exceeded any of my expectations for sure.
Excellent.
I mean, like our first year getting the Pan Am Games was huge. And, you know, that put everything over the top pretty mm-hmm. much.
Yeah. So, yeah, you were I took part in a lot of different initiatives, didn't you? So Pan Am Games, some of the hospitals downtown.
Yep. The Pan Am Games, the new mega hospital at Keelan 401. We donated a healing garden at St. Joseph's Hospital, which was, we were very proud of.
Yeah.
And, some of the new TTC stations that are being erected across the city. So, yeah, we're very, very proud, and we've definitely exceeded all of our expectations.
Yeah. Well, that is great. Yeah, that to have the opportunity to do that, and what a great way to get your name out in such a positive way.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. Well, thank you, Alex, for joining us today and for teaching us in, you know, how you start a nursery.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. And we'll talk soon.
Have a good night.
Okay, thanks. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, there you have it, everyone. I just think, I mean, it's a challenging industry to be in for sure.
For sure.
And with the demand, I mean, even though there's a demand for trees, there's a demand for land and a high cost of land. So it's really kind of created a real, you know, and I don't think your average homeowner realizes, right?
Yeah, how involved and hard that can be.
Yeah.
Yep.
Absolutely. And why the costs are what the costs are.
Exactly. Yeah. And you know what? Congratulations again, Alex. You know, you're barely 5 years and you're everywhere and you've got all these great initiatives and that's fantastic. It's really impressive.
I think so, too. I think it's a great story. So
it is a great story.
Yeah. So thank you, everybody, for listening. Hope you enjoyed it as much as Matthew and I did. And we're looking forward to April is we're getting in the garden. So Gary's tying us out. Matthew and I will be here with you next week to answer your pruning questions and your perennial dividing questions or any gardening questions you have. Because we've been telling you to stay out of the garden for the last 6 weeks. So now get in there, right?
There you go.
Pretty much.
You got it.
All right. Well, thank you for joining me.
Thanks, Joanne, for having me again.
You're welcome. And thank you, everyone, for listening to Down the Garden Path here on Reality Radio 101.
Thank you for listening to Down the Garden Path with your host, Joanne Shaw, and Matthew Dressing, right here on Reality Radio 101.